Sarah, who is the person you should absolutely call if you are concerned about your indoor air quality. And now I am very excited to welcome my very good friend Sarah LaFevers of Nisi Worldwide and Tiffany Ushifer of Change Unchained. And these ladies are here representing nonprofits that are focused on different aspects of human trafficking and stopping human trafficking in the world. Welcome, ladies. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us, Ruthie.
Yes, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. And I am just so grateful that you guys are doing the work that you're doing in the world and just advocating for, you know, something that has, I think, recently had more of a light shined on it, mm-hmm. But is still very much a huge need for education and the work on the ground. So I want to give you both just a minute to explain, you know, who you are, your role, and the mission of your different organizations and how you came to be together. So, Sarah, would you like to start?
Sure, I absolutely would. Thank you again, Ruthie, for having us to talk about this very important issue. So Nisi Worldwide has actually been around since 2017. It is based here in Pensacola, but as stated in the name, it is a global organization. So we have supported aftercare services for victims of human trafficking all over the world, in addition to the United States, obviously, being our home base. And so that would include the Philippines, the Ukraine, and Cambodia. And so just providing support as well as finances to those aftercare services that are providing that short-term to long-term restoration for victims. And so in that, we've kind of been able to figure out what our specific area of focus is going forward. So I've only been in my role as president and CEO now for about 4 months. And so in addition to our executive director, Jenna Barlow, we have really prayed and asked for some guidance from our mentors in finding that area of focus. And for us, working with aftercare services, there is a great need to provide respite care for victims. So that basically looks like when they are pulled out of their trafficking experience, providing a 48-hour to 72-hour option for them to go to get some restoration as far as physically, mentally, emotionally. So they're met with a place to go for some rest and some regrouping. They're met with a survivor advocate to help them figure out what their next steps are, in addition to being able to receive medical care that they need, whether that's mental evaluation, emotional therapy, as well as caring for any kind of physical illness or abuse that they have received. We want to make sure that they get the medical attention that they receive within that time frame. But in works with that, our advocacy team working with them to provide resources for them to go to make the decision on their own of where they want to go, and not just looking for the next bed available, but really trying to find individual case planning to be able to provide them a place where they want to go, that they can receive the care that they need in order to find that full restoration. And so once we are able to help them make the decision on what steps they want to take next, we provide transportation to whatever aftercare service that and whatever that looks like for them, and then leave it with our trusted friends who are working in aftercare, which I will let Tiffany talk about what they're doing.
Hi, good morning. So Change Unchained, we didn't really want to reinvent the wheel. And so what we have chosen to do is partner with already existing anti-human trafficking organizations like Nisi Worldwide. Our primary objectives are community awareness, education, interacting with the rescue, and then my heart is the restoration. So the aftercare, I feel, is one of the most important aspects to acclimating. So once they have gone through all of the case planning and they figure out exactly what path they want to take, then we would like to provide a tiny village, tiny home for them to come and reside in a safe environment, so that they can get their education, continued aftercare, you know, be it therapy and so on and so forth. And then we would assist them with acclimating back out into society.
Wow. So you are providing a community, a space for them to be, and then also helping with that reentry.
Correct.
That's incredible. You ladies are doing such amazing and important work. Congratulations, by the way, Sarah, only a few months in and already I know you have been to and fro and getting really some up close and personal experience that you, I know we're great friends. I know you've had a heart for this for a long time. And so what has it been like recently changing from, you know, we've talked about like certifications and awareness and that sort of thing versus the type of work you're doing now with NISI?
Yeah, thank you for asking that question because this has kind of been a talking point of mine in the recent weeks. So I have a bachelor's in criminal justice because I wanted to work in sex crimes or work with victims. And, you know, kind of went into politics and community career-wise, but I've always tried to stay linked in with anti-trafficking initiatives in the community or in the state. And so 6 years on top of that bachelor's of working with initiatives. And so, you know, it's a lot of meetings, it's a lot of awareness events, it's a lot of strategic planning and such, which is all needed. But I definitely think that when people experience what human trafficking and all of its forms looks like, it gives a better sense of what survivors need versus just getting that education and that awareness, which again is so important. But I do encourage people who want to be involved, you know, yes, training and education is important, and you will receive that if you volunteer for either of our organizations or any organizations, as you should. But we as an organization definitely, especially moving forward, want to provide real life experience for people to be able to help shape their view on what human trafficking actually looks like. So we've done work so far across the United States over the last couple months, and trafficking here in the Panhandle looks very different than trafficking on the West Coast. And it's said that there are 25 different forms of human trafficking. And, you know, we want people to realize that sexual exploitation does have a variety of ways to really harm people, and we want to be able to educate on that by providing that real life experience in the proper format, in the proper time. Obviously we have to do a lot of vetting, but we worked with specifically Call to Rescue and Class Kids over the last few months with their search and rescue operations for victims of human trafficking or child victims of sexual exploitation. And they have been able to provide us some of that real life experience, which has helped us again realize some of the things that we need to maybe shift, and that textbook experience isn't always necessarily what the victims need. And so we're excited to partner with other organizations, and we are currently trying to make contact with a lot of aftercare services across the state and across the country to be able to figure out exactly what specific needs we can meet with our respite care, and getting them prepared for that 9 month to 2 year aftercare process. And so it's been really motivating and enlightening for me personally, as well as our whole team at NISI. And I know we work with Change Unchained with some of those operations as well. So it's not what you see on media or social media, you know, but those components are important as well to get the awareness out. But we do want people to know that if they were to volunteer with us, they will get that real life experience, because it does help shape a better view of what we can do as a community to help these individuals.
Absolutely. And you are listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. My name is Ruthie C. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with Sarah LaFevers and Tiffany Ushofer talking all things stopping human trafficking. So stay with us, and we will be right back.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. So, get the most out of your heating and cooling system. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 934-2768 or visit them on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
For Pensacola and surrounding communities, Hurricane Sally brought back devastating memories of Hurricane Ivan. Mike Rupp and his team at Continental Public Adjusters was here for you then, and he is here for you now. Local, Florida-licensed public adjusters, specializing in handling both commercial and residential claims. And on average, help you receive three times more than your carrier's initial offer. Continental Public Adjusters. They work for you, not the insurance companies. Call Mike Rupp today. 850-750-RUMP. That's 850-750-7867.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Daryl's Sewing of Pensacola. Now celebrating their 70th anniversary, Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture and fabrics. Financing is available. Call them at 438-5444. Daryl's Sewing is located at 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Has your home sustained damage from the storm? Before you start repairs, follow these steps to avoid fraudulent contractors and repair scams. Step 1. Photograph all damage to your home as soon as it's safe to do so. Do not remove water or debris before documenting. Step 2. Contact your insurance company for a damage assessment.
Ask the Better Business Bureau for referrals to licensed contractors. And remember, do your homework for your home's work.
Is your contractor on the level? Visit myfloridalicense.com or call Escambia County Building Services.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Don't keep a radio inside your home? You can stream News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 through our News Radio 92.3 app. You can listen through your Alexa and Google Home devices and through our website at newsradio923.com.
From Home Improvement with Gary Sullivan to Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. From Garden Line with Mike Wiggins to The Weekend with Joe Pags. The best variety of talk every weekend is on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Ruthie C., and I am joined this half hour by Sarah LaFevers, who is the president and CEO of Nisi Worldwide, and Tiffany Uchauffeur, who is the co-founder of Change Unchained. And I want to make sure for anyone listening that they know how to stay in touch with your organizations. What's the best way for them to know about the work you're doing and the current events that are coming up?
Yes, yeah, so absolutely. Our social media is where we try to stay as connected as possible with our community as well as those involved in this fight with us. And so our Facebook is at Nisi Worldwide. Nisi is spelled N-I-S-S-I. So at Nisi Worldwide. Our Instagram at Nisi W Inc. And then, of course, if you have questions or you're interested in volunteering, we actually have some trainings that will be coming up in the next couple of months for volunteers specifically. So you can email us at info@nisiworldwide.org. Again, that's info@nisiworldwide.org. If you're interested in hosting an awareness event or anything like that, we'd be happy to come speak. So that is how you can get a hold of us. Again, our social media is the best option, and we will have an email distribution as well. So again, email us at info@nisiworldwide if you would like to be included in that.
Awesome. And how about for Change Unchained, Tiffany?
The same goes for us. We're on every social media platform. We've got Change Unchained on Facebook and Instagram. It's at Change_Unchained. And then also, you can just email for any information. And the boot camp, we do have a boot camp that we conduct at Helen Caro Elementary School, the track and field. That's 3 days a week on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5:45 p.m. It is conducted by my husband, Troy Ushofer, and a close family friend, Lim Allen, which are both certified personal trainers. For all of the information on that, you can just contact troy.ushofer@gmail.com. This boot camp is an opportunity for us to interact with the community. Of course, we believe in physical health as well as mental health, but this provided us a platform to be able to have those tough conversations. In addition to, we have representatives from all of the partnered organizations that come out, speak about who they are and what they do, as well as giving opportunities for the community to get involved. Again, that's contact him at troy.ushofer@gmail.com.
Very cool. So you can come to a workout and you can hear from the different partner organizations. So like NECI, for example, might be one. And so that's 3 times a week.
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5:45 p.m. I also need to state that these workouts are absolutely free. We do accept donations. They go through a GoFundMe account, and every donation rolls right back into anti-human trafficking efforts.
That is pretty incredible. A free workout for a good cause, and absolutely, you can make a donation. And so, Tiffany, will you share just a little bit about your story of coming into this and as a co-founder of this Change Unchained, and how this relates to your personal mission?
So Pensacola is home for us. This is our community. This is where we've raised our kids. We started down this path, I believe it was about 12 years ago. And as we've relocated in miscellaneous different places, we've kind of got plugged in with many different organizations, and our heart just grew and grew and grew. Now, this has touched home. This issue has knocked on our very door. And so when someone you love, be it friend, family member, neighbor, when you find out the horrendous things and the amount of trauma that the people that you love go through, it breaks you even more. And so under no circumstance can you just sit back and do nothing. Mm. You know, that the time for chin wagging is done. It is time to take action. And so we felt that the best way to do that is to start with our community, to bring that awareness, to start educating and providing an opportunity for people to assist in this. You know, not just Facebook, not just Instagram, but actually stepping out and walking that walk.
That is just fantastic. Thank you for sharing that, because, you know, it's, for some people, an issue like this, it could be just the principle and the morality of the issue in general is enough.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
When you add in a personal element to it, like you said, you are convicted, and you're not going to sit back and just let things continue the way they've been going. And so I just want to say thank you so much for sharing your story.
Absolutely.
If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Ruthie C. We're going to take another quick break, and I will be right back with NECI Worldwide and Change Unchained.
Piedmore Imports on New Warrington Road is no stranger to hurricane recovery. Just as they helped their Gulf Coast neighbors recover from Hurricane Ivan over 15 years ago, they are once again ready and able to help you recover from Hurricane Sally. They've weathered the storm on New Warrington Road and are open to help you with your vehicle replacement should you need it. Their inventory of new Volkswagens, including Volkswagen Jetta sedans, Passat sedans, Tiguan crossovers, and Atlas SUVs, are all available available for your review on PeteMoreImports.com, as well as on their lot for you to test drive today. Pete Moore Imports on New Warrington Road has been a Gulf Coast presence for 30 years. And like any Gulf Coast resident, they know the best way to recover from adversity is to move forward and get back on the road as soon as possible. They're here to help you as your neighbor. Pete Moore Imports is open and welcomes you at 106 New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
On land or sea, be confident that you, your staff, and the people you serve are safe. At Reliance Aerotech Services, they've created a clean approach to public safety. The remotely automated disinfection process envelops the entire treatment area with a hospital-grade disinfection solution, greatly reducing the chance of human error. Allow Reliance Aerotech Services to help you and your community get back to normal quickly and safely. Visit Reliance.aero, that's Reliance.aero, to request a quote today. Reliance Aerotech Services, a clean approach to public safety. Join Ruthie C. and Patrick Hartsfield of Dignity Memorial for the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow morning at 9:30. Patrick's guest will be Cheryl Whitaker of Gulf Coast Adoptions, sponsored by Bayview Fisher Pugh Chapel, Eastern Gate Memorial Funeral Home, and Oak Lawn Funeral. They'll be taking your questions. Call or text your questions to 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
They say it should be impossible for bumblebees to fly because their wings are too small for their bodies. But bumblebees don't care. They just fly. Bright Expectations is dedicated to helping our Florida residents with special needs and unique abilities find the resources, support, and inspiration that they and their families need to break barriers and achieve their dreams. Visit www.brightexpectations.com to start your journey today.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Ruthie C., and I am speaking this morning with Sarah Lefevers of Nisi Worldwide and Tiffany Ushofer of Change Unchained. And Sarah, we were talking a little bit in the break about how important and special this partnership is to Nisi and to you.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that that's something that moving forward, we as an organization, it's one of our core priorities is to work with other organizations in this fight against human trafficking, because we're talking about 40.2 million people worldwide, and it's not going to be the work of one person or one organization that's going to save that many people from having a trafficking experience. It's going to take all of us. And, you know, we also realize that not everybody is called to the thick of it. Not everybody is called to work on the front lines, and it's a scary place. I'm not going to even pretend like it's not. But there is a role for everybody in a community and, around the world to participate in advocating for people to be loved and to feel worthy and to have ownership of their lives and of their bodies. And so, you know, we want to push that you may not want to be in the front lines. You don't have to be. And if you're not called to it, you shouldn't be. However, you know, you can make things for a respite facility. You can make donations to an aftercare facility. You can help fund search and rescue operations. You can come to boot camp and make sure that you're aware. And so we just want to definitely let people know that it's about all of us and we can all do this together.